November 14, 2021. 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year B. Today's first reading and gospel reading sound very eschatological in nature, that is, they talk about the end times, death, judgment, the final destiny of the soul and of humankind and the events that will happen then. Prophet Daniel in the first reading from the book of Prophet Daniel 12:1-3 tells us that at that time your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some shall live forever, others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. Then Jesus in the Gospel of Mark 13:24-32 our Gospel reading today reminds us of the events that will take place stating that in those days after that tribulation the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. These readings sound scary but in today's second reading from the letter to the Hebrews 10:11-14-18, we are reassured not to be hopeless because Christ offered one sacrifice for sins, and took his seat forever at the right hand of God, now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. Hence, these readings all point out the fact that life is a precious gift from God, that death is a reality, that we all need to render an account of our stewardship on earth, that we need to prepare ourselves always and be ready for the judgment day so as to avoid an unprepared death. So, if the world was to end today or tomorrow, how prepared are you? How do you prepare yourself for the judgment day so as to attain the kingdom of God after your life on earth? We can prepare ourselves for the judgment day by living a life of A. Prayer, B. Spiritual works of mercy. To instruct the ignorant. To counsel the doubtful. To admonish the sinner. To bear wrongs patiently. To forgive offenses willingly. To comfort the afflicted. To pray for the living and the dead. C. Corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Clothe the naked. Shelter the homeless. Visit the sick. Visit the imprisoned. Bury the dead. As we come to the end of our church liturgical year, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us prepare ourselves adequately to attain the kingdom of heaven by being faithful and true disciples of Christ through a deeper life of prayer and the practice of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.